Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Deontay, ball fake. He tries to go one-on-one, pulls for 22, and tickles the time.
The Lowry Markkanen-less Utah Jazz faced a familiar foe in the Mike Conley-led Minnesota Timberwolves, who were without Rudy Gobert, and it was a defensive slugfest from the outset, where the T-Wolves eventually prevailed by the score of 119-100 behind their backcourt of Conley and blossoming star Anthony Edwards. The Jazz were led by Keontae George as he continues to blossom as well with more opportunity. With your Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Lee Julian. Jazz sorely missed Lowry Markkanen and John Collins in the front court, but the youthful backcourt of Keontae George and Colin Sexton both stood out once more, combining for 40 points.
Keontae on the run, scoots by Conley to the basket, kisses it off the window and in. High pick and roll. Keontae drives in the paint. Three guys cut him off. He puts up the left-hander and in. Sexton the top. He's at the Jazz logo in the white uniforms. Left-hand low drive. They double-team him. He pulls for a jumper off the glass and in.
The T-Wolves had Mike Conley in his return to Salt Lake City crack the 20-point threshold for only the second time this season, as he poured home 25 points.
Conley pump fakes Hendricks in the lane, underhand scoop over Kessler and scores it. The crafty Mike Conley for two.
Anthony Edwards performed admirably and showed off the spectacular at times en route to scoring a game-high 31 points.
Flares back to Edwards. Big drive to the rack, off balance, fouled and finishes, defying gravity. Edwards ball fakes, Kessler holds for locality. Edwards off the glass and in it. Ant going one-on-one. The Edwards challenging Walker Kessler. Kessler fouls him. Edwards falling to the ground, throws it up, defying gravity, goes in. He even breaks a smile.
The Jazz and T-Wolves were tied after one, after two, but after three, the T-Wolves seized a 10-point lead using a potent run to close the third. For the call of the furious flurry here are David Locke and Ron Boone.
72-70. Warren down low to Garzus, playing because of the injuries to Gobert as well as Towns, and he just bullies the Jazz down to the basket and lays it up and in. Luka Garza out of the University of Iowa. Sexton, right hand drive, stops, goes behind his back, takes a mid-range tough look, no good. Rebound comes down to Ant. Here comes Anthony Edwards, their leading scorer. It's been quiet in the third quarter. He'll rise, he'll fire, he'll hit. Anthony Edwards now has 17 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks, and 3 steals. Wow, what a line. 77-70, Minnesota by 7. Right wing Preston breaks the 45, kicks to Hendricks, corner 3, no good again. Hendricks 1 for 6 on 3s tonight since moving in the starting lineup below 30%. Edwards one-on-one on Hendricks. Flares it up top. Alexander Walker goes to his tippy toes. Flares back to Edwards. Big drive to the rack. Off balance. Fouled and finishes. Defying gravity. Falling to the ground and so powerful and strong. He's able to put the right hander up and in. And Minnesota's back up by 9.
That's 2 unbelievable shots he's made tonight.
I mean, he really is so strong that while he is going down, he is able to still shoot. Well, after what seems like the play should be over. In fact, you can even see Yerkseven on that one kind of withdraw his arms because it feels like the play's already over. And it's an 8-0 Wolves run spurred by Anthony Edwards. Sexton has it left side. 43 seconds left in the quarter. Sexton jumps into the lane, gets by the defense, lays it up and in, same exact play. This time with Yerkseven instead of Kessler. He drives in the lane, gets a second pick on the big, and works it down low. Edwards driving to the rack, gets Yerkseven in the air, finds a slashing Warren, right-hander, no good. Hendricks boards, ninth rebound tonight by Taylor. Shot clock is at 18, game clock's at 19. Sexton's sitting at the black logo, the Jazz note. 10 seconds left in the quarter. He goes to work off a Yerkseven pick to his left. Pulls at the elbow with a jumper with 5, no good. Rebound tipped around. Alexander Walker has it. Alexander Walker went coast to coast. Layup good. Jazz shot it way too early. See if it counts. They're going to review it. I think it will count. The Jazz took that shot with about 6 seconds left in the quarter. And they trail it by 10 as we head to the fourth, 82-72.
The 10-point divide was never truly jeopardized as the Timberwolves held the youthful Jazz at arm's reach in the fourth quarter to coast to a 19-point victory. The Jazz return to the Delta Center Monday when they host these very same Minnesota Timberwolves at 7 p.m. Get your tickets at utahjazz.com to see former Jazz man Mike Conley in action. I'll see you at the game. Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Leek Tuohy. And as always, go Jazz!